Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we will be taking a break from our usual format of discussing Beef Watch newsletter articles. Today's Beef Watch podcast is a producer's perspective, and I have the privilege of being joined by John Maddox, who's part of a diversified family cattle operation located near Imperial, Nebraska. Thanks for joining me today, John.
Glad to be here, Aaron.
John, before we dive into talking about how your family and your operation there utilizes corn stalks as part of your winter feed resource, share with us a little more about yourself and the history of Maddox Cattle Company.
I'm the fourth generation on our ranch here. My great-grandparents came out and homesteaded in 1886, and we've been in the cattle business here ever since. Our business really, starting back in 1918, with my grandfather starting to feed cattle, was really about having our cow herd and then feeding out those calves to finished weight. And historically, in our business model in the past, we have been all the time cow-calf producers, but also have been cattle feeders. And so had a little bit of that cattle feeding orientation. Here about 7 or 8 years ago, we decided with our aging feed yard and with the regulatory environment, we would move from feeding cattle to creating yearlings. So now we still have our cow herd, and we run all of our calves over as yearlings and then sell them on a video in July usually.
So John, set up for us a little bit what your cow herd looks like, when they calve, the genetic makeup, how they match your resources there.
Aaron, when we quit feeding cattle and closed down our feed yard and went to producing yearlings, we didn't feel like it was really necessary to have a March calf, that we could get those yearlings to a satisfactory yearling weight by calving later and not pushing them near as hard as we would when we were feeding cattle. So we moved our calving from March now to May and would calve out on grass in that late April, May timeframe. Don't feed our cows anything unless we had several feet of snow and or drought. But it's been 6-7 years since we've ever fed anything to our cows. We make them graze native range in the summertime and graze corn stalks in the wintertime. And we have a genetic makeup that really fits that resource, I think, and that we have a moderate-sized British-type composite cow made up of 5 different breeds that are pretty moderate, 1,150-pound cows. And we focus in our genetics, where we raise all of our own bulls, we're more focused on fitness and convenience traits rather than high production traits. So we're just trying to make sure that cow produces a calf every year and still makes us a real usable yearling calf that we have to market.
John, you mentioned in describing the cow herd and the feed resources, corn stalks. Share with us a little more about how you utilize corn stalk resources, how that's part of your operation, and some things that you've done there recently that's been a change from what you had done historically.
Well, I believe the first year we really started grazing corn stalks in earnest was back in 1975-76 timeframe, right after a large amount of irrigation development really came into our area. So we would have started taking our cows to rented corn stalks in that time frame. I remember my dad, and I was just a teenager, but my dad and I met with Don Clanton at the University of Nebraska at North Platte and asked him about supplementation of those cows on corn stalks. And I remember him getting out an envelope and doing a little figuring on the back of that envelope. And he said, you know, I think your cows may be a touch short on protein, but if you move them quickly and have big numbers on a field and move them fairly quickly so they're fairly they get some fairly new stalks quite rapidly, I think you'll get by. And so we have been using corn stalks extensively since that time frame without any supplementation. in order to winter our cows, and have always tried to stay by that, running big numbers of cows for very short periods. And we would run 700 to 800 or even as much as 1,000 cows in a herd, and then move them pretty rapidly from 5 to 7 days on a pivot. And we've been able to maintain good body condition in managing our corn stocks in that way.
So, John, historically, you've been running dry cows on corn stalks, but recently you made a switch and you're starting to use those in a different way. Share with us a little more about what's taking place there and some of the challenges that's gone with that.
Yeah, Aaron, as we moved from feeding cattle to generating yearlings that are sold coming off grass, we came to the realization the real secret to that yearling business is how you winter those calves. And we historically always weaned our calves in the fall and then would background them all winter. We were always looking for a different way of managing those cattle from the fall until spring when they go off to grass. So we were watching with what the University of Nebraska was doing with sending pairs to corn stalks, and then giving some supplementation to that pair as they're running out on corn stalks. And some of the research that Don Adams was doing, he had some really quite positive results of that program. Aaron, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you that for several years, we knew of the research, but didn't implement it because we said, oh, that would just never work for us. There was, oh, how do we ever keep the, as we ship our cows to corn stalks, how do we ever keep them all paired up when we truck them to stalks? How do we keep those calves in the corn stalk field? Is it really practical for us to haul supplementation, wet distillers, to cows that might be 25, 30 miles away from the home ranch? But we tried it 1 year and really found that it was an excellent way to winter a calf, especially for creating that calf that makes a good yearling and an optimum weight of a yearling going to grass in the following May. And so we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years and really felt like it's been a positive program for reducing our costs and creating a very economical way of wintering that calf as we prepare for grass the following year.
So these would be cows that are calving late April, May. The calves are still on the cow, and they'd be going as corn stalks early November, mid to late November. Is that correct?
Yeah, depending on the year, mid to late November, yes.
And so calves are at that point in time already 6-7 months of age, and those calves then stay on the cow till when?
Yeah, we leave them on the cow until about April 1. We usually bring our cows home from corn stalks. So we're weaning about 11-month-old calf. And we feed about 3 pounds of dry matter in the form of wet distillers to that pair running out on stock. And it's important to note that it really is for the benefit of the calf. As I mentioned, have a long history of wintering a cow, a dry cow, without any supplementation, but we're supplementing that cow to keep the lactation going on the cow, and also for the calf to pick up a little bit of supplementation for some added growth. Don't get spectacular gains on those calves in the wintertime. I think that we might average 3/4 of a pound to a pound, but we really have a super green 5.5 to 6 weight calf when we come back from corn stalks. And that calf is just really well set up to get on a high plate of nutrition on a weaning ration. And then we feed them fairly hard for 45 days, fairly aggressively. And then we would have roughly a 725 pound steer or a 650 to 60 pound heifer to go to grass in mid to late May. We get fairly economical gains on corn stalks, And because they're so green and so ready to gain, we have some spectacular gains when we feed them hard in that 45 days before we go to grass. And we have tried to look closely, Aaron, to see whether that aggressive feeding that 45 days after weaning affects our gains on grass. And we just really haven't found that we felt like it had any impact. So it's basically a slow growth wintering program, followed by a pretty aggressive feeding program in the spring, and then going to grass. And we found that has been probably our most economical way to winter a yearling before they go to summer grass.
How has your stocking rate changed? You obviously were running dry cows on corn stalks before, and now you're running pairs. How's that impacted how you utilize crop residue and how you stock?
Aaron, we might have cut back a little bit on the stocking rate, but not much. If we were to run 700 dry cows, we might run 700 pairs, the same number of days on a stock field. The way we look at it is we also have the benefit of feeding that wet distillers grains to the pair. And that makes up for the fact that we actually have a substantially higher stocking rate. But the wet distillers makes up for some of that harder use on the corn stalks than we would have with a dry cow.
How has the health been on these calves that are being moved around through the winter with mom? Any challenges there?
We had one incident over the last 6 years on one set of cows that went to stalks, and we had to go back and reback them. They did get sick, but I'll tell you, that has been the only exception. Had thousands of those calves running out on stalks, and our health has been terrific. And the thing that we really appreciate about it is it's such an easy wean in April when you're weaning that 11-month-old calf. It's really a day of balling, and it's all over with. And that has been is one of the real pluses of the program, is it's so low labor and low effort to wean that calf when it's nearly a year old.
What's been the impact of leaving the calves on the cows for that long? I mean, some of those cows have a calf, obviously, at side for almost 11 months. Any detrimental effects there to udders, cow body condition score, longevity?
It's hard to say. We've only been doing it for 6 years, I think. But, Aaron, I don't think that we can point a finger at anything that has been negative. The cows that are going to corn stalks with the pair, they already are bred or not bred. So we don't think that we really have any fertility issues. We had a year or two where it was a tougher year. Maybe they got a little thin, but generally we'll come back with a condition score 5 cow. And we really think too, even if they get a little thin in say January, February, the lactation kind of drops off toward the end of the grazing season out on corn stalks, and we don't change our supplementation, and we can make up a little ground when those cows are starting to dry up and get them back into a condition score 5 before we wean and then put them out to grass. And then they have a month to be out on green grass to flesh up and eat some more and be in good shape to calve again out on grass in the May timeframe.
How have the heifer calves that you're keeping back as replacements, how has that changed how they perform and go on and enter into your program as a bred heifer then and as a mature cow?
We've looked at it for several years. The first year we looked at it, we actually had a better breed up on that replacement heifer that was wintered with her mother than we did on the calves that we weaned in the fall and backgrounded. One thought there is that our weaning program and feeding them in a pretty aggressive way after weaning maybe flushes them a little bit before we turn in the bulls in mid-July. But we really have not seen any impact on the breed up, whether they were weaned in the fall or run with their mothers. Again, 1 year we did have it slightly better on the ones who ran with their mother. The next year it was equal. So, I think that they are, there hasn't been any negative impact from that calf wintering with its mother. Aaron, it's hard to prove, but we've feel like those heifer calves that are out there grazing with their mother make a better first calf heifer when they're grazing, or subsequently when they're a cow, because they have that experience of learning how to go out and find corn in a field by tagging along with their mother when they are just a calf nursing that cow. And I think that that learned behavior they get as a calf is advantageous for them when they are bred and back in the herd, because they have that learned experience of how to find corn in the field from grazing with their mothers.
Any other advantages or benefits you've seen, John, to moving to this system?
You know, I think I've kind of covered the advantages. I think, again, it's interesting about how we just felt like it was a program that wouldn't fit us. And as it turned out, it was just absolutely perfect for our program and our system. The calves always stay with the cows in the field. It really has never been a real issue for calves getting out of the cornstalk field. And if we have the availability of wet distillers, we feel we have a pretty good supplementation option there. We just feel like it is a real a labor saver, and probably the most economical way we can develop a calf for before grass the following year.
Anything else to add, John, as we point towards wrapping this up?
No, I think it's a viable program, and that one that probably has more application here in Nebraska than is presently being utilized.
Appreciate you joining me today, John.
Glad to do it, Aaron.
For more information on grazing corn stalks, I'd encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, you'll find an extension circular titled Grazing Crop Residues with Beef Cattle. Also at the website, and is a section titled Beef Forage Crop Systems. That's located under the Cattle Production tab. And in that section, there's a number of articles and resources that address grazing cornstalks with cattle.